Before we get into today's episode of the Kona Edge, I just wanted to give you a heads up once again that at the end of this month, we are once again giving away an entry into a half Ironman race anywhere in the world. You can race if you'd like to enter. All you need to do is head over to the KonaEdge.com/win. You can also text the word Ironman to 44222 if you're in the United States, and I'll send you the details on how you can get into the draw. And it's as simple as becoming a patron of the Kona Edge. So if you spare a few cents our way and help us keep the lights on, we'll put your name into the draw. For every dollar that you pledge, you get one entry into the draw. It'll be happening on the 1st of July. So head over to thekonaedge.com/win, or you can text the word Ironman to 44222.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back. I hope you had a great weekend. I'm Brad Brown, and this is the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today. Much appreciated. And yeah, it's good to have you back. I hope you had a brilliant training weekend. If you raced, I hope everything sort of happened the way you wanted it and panned out the way you wanted it to pan out. So, coming up on today's show, we're going to chat some running with the returning guest. We head back to Benoni on the East Rand of Johannesburg in South Africa to touch base with Desi Dickinson to find out about what she's done over time that she feels has really moved the needle when it comes to her Ironman run. We'll save that for a couple of minutes' time. Before I do get into it, though, just a massive thank you to everyone who is supporting the Kona Edge and becoming patrons. It's slowly starting to grow and tick over. We are just past halfway to our first goal of being able to officially keep the lights on and cover all the costs of the Kona Edge. So if you'd like to help support us, and here's the deal. If everyone who listens to this podcast, we've got a fair whack of people who listen to it on a daily basis. If everyone who listens to it, you listening to it, if everyone supports the podcast by donating $1 a month, it's literally not even a cup of coffee, I can pack in my full-time job and host the Kona Edge and really bring you a lot more content, a lot more value, and just really build this platform a lot bigger. So I'm going to urge you, if you haven't haven't considered becoming a patron, please do head over to thekonaedge.com/support. It really will help us out and help me support myself and my family, pay school fees, put food on the table by doing something I absolutely love. And I think that's what we all want in life, is to just be able to feel like we're making a difference and do something we dig doing. That will be awesome. So if you wouldn't mind considering doing that, I would love you a long, long time. Thank you very much. Coming up next, we're going to head to the coach's corner. Time for the coach's corner, and today's coach in the spotlight is Lindsay Parry, with a passion for high performance sport. Lindsay's one of South Africa's most widely recognized coaches, the high performance coach for Triathlon South Africa for many years, leading the team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, where Team South Africa won the bronze in 2016. Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races, including the silver medal at the Edinburgh Commonwealth Games and the past two ladies winners of the Comrades Marathon in South Africa. Lindsay has a unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating, and inspiring others to do the same. Lindsay's one-on-one coaching services are massively in demand, and if you'd like to find out more about Coach Parry, the website to get to is coachparry.com, or you can get over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. All the details are there. If you're a coach and you'd like to get featured here in the Coach's Corner, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. The details are there. Well, we're going to chat some running now, and Desi Dickinson joins us once again. Desi, the run, it's your wheelhouse. It's you love it.
Yeah.
It's nice getting off the bike knowing that, hey, it's business time and this is what I love doing.
Yeah, I do love the run. And I do feel fortunate that I do love the run. I think I'd rather be in a position to be chasing people down than to be chased, I think. I do work quite hard on my run. And, you know, one of the good things about training with Helen for the, you know, the visually impaired athlete was that I ended up doing a lot of base work because I was doing it at that slower pace. So I think that actually was so beneficial for me when I look back, because now I got slower, but now that I'm back into training, I just feel the speed coming back. So I think that the slow runs and that base work is so important, and then to sharpen it up with the track work.
I love that you said that about the base work, because I think a lot of particularly competitive age groupers get impatient when they are using that approach, and it's easy, like looking and seeing what you're doing and think to yourself, there's no ways that this can actually be benefiting me. And we did a session here on the Cone Edge. I'll pop the link into the show notes of with one of the coaches, a mate of mine, where he was talking about that as athletes we do our easy sessions too hard and our hard sessions not hard enough. That we need to sort of back off and really push hard on the tough ones. And he was talking about this exact thing where it's that backing off, really at the time you might think I'm getting no benefit out of this, but long term it's incredible what it can do for your performance.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've specifically experienced that now. And I also went for a run with a guy, an older guy, and he's training for Comrades. And I could just tell that, you know, a lot of runners do this. They run at one pace. That is my pace. So whether I'm doing my long run or whether I'm doing my, it's my pace. And it ends up being, you know, a mediocre pace, because you're never going to take time to do the slower stuff and build a different energy system, and then to really be able to go hard when you need to go hard, because that's where the benefit comes. And I think it's also that's the other thing. When you do that hard session, it's painful. I mean, I did a very tough one yesterday, but so rewarding in the end. But if you can't push to that upper limit, then
Yeah, and that's where the gains come, is when you push yourself beyond to where you think you can go, but you can't do that, as you say, session in and session out. You've got to have the opposite end of that extreme as well. Other than the base stuff that you've done sort of now with the build-up to 70.3 and Ironman in 2017, what are some of the other things that you think you've done over time that have moved the needle on your run?
Well, it's in a word, it's track work. I mean, whether you do it on the track or you do it on the road, but it's speed work and intervals. So I've been doing that consistently since I joined with Lisa. That's when's that? Since 2013, consistently doing track work. And the only time I take a break is after a race for a week or two, but then I'm back on the track. So, depending where we're at, you know, we'll be further out from a race, and what distance a race is determines the intervals, you know, and the length of the intervals that we do. But yeah, I would, to anybody who wants to take their run to the next level, is speed work, whether you're doing it on the track. Track is probably the best, or on the road,
As far as your favorite sort of workouts, are they the track workouts, or are there something else in your week that you particularly love doing?
No, it is track. And we have one that we do probably 3 to 4 weeks out from Ironman as a club and as a group. And it really is the death set, but we do 3800s with a 200 jog. And I think it's those sets that you'll take with you, you know, into the race. And at that point of pain, because there is going to be that point of pain, and particularly in the run, is to dig deep and to be able to draw on those sessions. But that 3800s, we do a 1 or 2 hour ride before with some time trials straight into this track session. So it's a monster of a day, but it's actually so good mentally to get that session under the belt.
I'm scared just thinking about 3800s.
I was driving to the track the one day, and there was a sign that said dentist left. And I wanted to turn to the dentist instead of track. That's when you know it's going to be bad.
That's fantastic. And for anybody who knows Lucy Zelenkova, I think the dentist might actually be less painful. She's an incredible coach, but she's a hard taskmaster. But she gets the results, and I guess that's what you need. So, Desi, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time, and I look forward to chatting about your nutrition next time.
Yeah, great. You're welcome.
And that's it for another Monday edition of the Kona Edge. Before I go, don't forget, up for grabs, an entry into an Ironman triathlon just for leaving us a review on the big iTunes. And we got one in from Des Ryder saying great interviews, so great podcast interviews with age groupers and good for tips, Brad. It's really easy to listen to as well. If I keep listening, maybe I'll be on the show one day. Well, Des Ryder, here's the deal. Qualify and race on the big island. Pop me a mail, brad@thekonaedge.com. We'll get you on. There we go. Line is drawn in the sand. The pressure is on, and that deal stands for pretty much anyone. Okay, so there you go. You have it. Be in touch. Brad@thekonaedge.com. Until tomorrow.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on thekonaedge.com/running seminar.